Ciao, DC. Welcome to our monthly podcast, sharing all things Italian in the DMV. I am your host, Alyssa Ciccone, publisher of Ciao, DC, the best resource for all things Italian in the DMV. Mark your calendars for the Taste of Italy in Old Town, Alexandria, Virginia, this Sunday, May 19th, 3 to 5. Enjoy wine tasting, Italian delicacies, and learn to speak Italian at the Italian Place on 621 Wyatt Street in Alexandria, Virginia. Register via our blog or Ciao DC Facebook event posting. And if you can't get enough on Sunday, join us again on June 9th for a tasting tour down King Street in Old Town, where we'll taste our way through the Italian restaurants on the block. Also on tap this month are discount tickets to Unexpected Italy at the Kennedy Center. Ciao DC followers will receive 15% off. Enjoy opera, jazz, and family theater Italian style. Get your tickets today using the promo code CHAODC. Today we are chatting with a dear friend and star, singer-songwriter Giada Valenti. Giada is on her, we're speaking about her journey performing music, her promotion of the Italian culture, her love of food, and plans for the future. I have worked personally with Giada on a number of events together with the Sons of Italy at their annual gala, the Taste of Italy trade show in Washington, D.C., and it's been a pleasure and honor working with both Giada and her producer and husband, J.J. They're just a wonderful pair. Today, Giada is speaking with us from Venice, with love, from Venice, Italy, and so we're so honored to have you here, Giada. Thank you for joining our call.
It's a pleasure to be your guest, Alyssa.
Share with us how this musical love affair began, both with your art and with your team.
Well, it's been my life. I've been told by my parents that actually I never decided to be a singer. I just was a little girl, and I started to enroll in music school even before I went to school. So I could write music notes even before I could write words, and even before I knew letters, I knew music notes. And I studied psychology at a university here in Italy because my parents always told me that I needed to do also a serious study in case music was not in my destiny. But I had a degree in music, and I've always been a musician and a singer, and performing has always been my life. So I started as a child. Sometimes I think there are things that we are born to be, and I think for me, thank God, was music, because I love music with all my heart and soul. I breathe music, I think music, and I'm always say I am glad that I can see and that I can hear and that I can walk and I have all my senses activated and working great. But if I had to choose, I would prefer to be blind than deaf, because what would be a world without sound, without music? I think it's one of the most beautiful, spectacular things we have. It's calming, it's joyful, it can give you any kind of emotions, sometimes even more than what we see with our eyes. It's what we hear with our ears that, at least to me, give me incredible joy.
Yes, absolutely. I'm right there with you. And music is so wonderful. And what a beautiful story. Now, I know that you work with your husband. How did that come about?
Well, I met my husband while working in Switzerland. And my husband is Dutch. He's from Amsterdam. And in the winter months, while I was studying psychology, I had 3 months where there were no exams. And I was going to Switzerland to perform for 3 months in these fancy places, hotels, and things. It was a great experience for a girl in her 20s, early 20s. So, and one night I met my husband. My husband was a very successful television producer in Holland. And we fell in love. We married 9 months after we met. We did not have the language in common, because at the time I could speak only Italian and French. And JJ, my husband's name, could speak all the others. So we married 9 months later, where I could speak at least a little bit of English. Now we have 5 languages to communicate together. But I moved to Amsterdam, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, and then again, I wanted to be a married woman and have children. And I said, okay, music can wait for now. But before I knew, a year later, I I was selected to participate to a song contest represented, by the way, Italian living abroad. And I participated representing the Netherlands, so the country I was living. I won, and I got to a record contract, and I started to be very successful over there and to travel. And my husband had a busy, busy job in television because he was an executive producer of many successful programs in Holland. And we were never together. And we decided already, we're talking about 17, 18 years ago almost, we said we have to stay together to make this marriage work. And he decided to quit his job and he became a manager. I needed somebody I could trust, and we have been working together ever since. So that's how my team started with him.
Oh, well, that sounds like true love. True love.
It, it is.
With your musical journey and true love with your husband. And I can attest that it is true love in working with both of you. the nicest, really the nicest, most talented people that I've worked with.
Oh, thank you.
Where are you from in Italy? Where are you from in Italy?
Where I am now, actually. I am from Venice, Italy. I started in Venice, but my parents live just outside Venice, where I am now. It's a place called Porto Gruaro, very beautiful with water, but we also have some streets here. And I grew up here in the north of Italy, say in the region of Venice, in the Veneto region. So all my passions and my things, I'm always say, I'm very passionate and in love with music and arts and with beauty in general. And I think it came from the fact that I was born in Venice. I mean, I studied in Venice, and when you walk around in Venice, you see beauty and art everywhere in Italy, by the way, all around you. So you cannot become a passionate person and in love with art and beauty, because you have beauty and good and nice things all around you. So I think that's what made me also a romantic. Being born in Venice, I'm always make fun at my during my concert, because my concerts are about love. But yeah, think about it. People come to Venice to get in love, to get engaged. Then they come back for anniversary. So my whole life, I've seen people hugging, kissing, people coming, being happy. And we have a tradition in Venice ourselves, of Venetians ourselves, that we have to kiss under every bridge, because it brings eternal love. We have 375 bridges, so there's kissing and hugging. So it was inevitable for me to be a romantic person, promote love, because that's the only thing I've seen.
That is so beautiful, and that is so typical Italian, as we are very passionate, affectionate people.
Yes, we are.
And I love that. I visited Venice, and I felt like it was just such a magical city.
Oh,
I love it. The gondolas and the shapes of all the buildings. It's just so beautiful. I love water. We now in D.C., Jada, have at the National Gallery of Art, Tintoretto exhibit.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
I don't know if you're familiar with Tintoretto, but so
yes.
Okay, so his exhibit is there.
Years back, when I came to Washington, D.C. for the NIAF Gala, I remember one of the time I was walking around, and in one of the museums, you guys had a big exposition of, I think it was also Tintoretto at the time, and you had a gondola in one of the museums. I remember taking pictures. It was like being in Venice.
It really, and so I feel like I'm at the Uffizi Gallery now with that exhibit going on until July or August. So we did a promotion with them, and so they've got an organization that helped bring that exhibit here called Save Venice. And I didn't know if you knew anything about it. And you know what's happening in Venice that you know we as Americans can help by visiting it or what have you. And I know that you're doing some trips, so we could talk a little bit about that.
There is my trip. I'm just showing the Venice that I grew up, so the beautiful place I grew up, and I show people the Venice and the Veneto region in the way I saw it, with the eyes of somebody that lives here. So not the touristic things, but more the, let's say, the real beauty of Venice. But I think Save Venice is set in Venice because one of the problems that Venice city herself has is the problem with the water. So they are dealing already for the whole, since Venice was created by with this problem with water, and Venice is sinking. And I know already when I was living in New York City, now I live in Las Vegas, and, you know, I was in contact with the Save Venice organizations, and I know they are doing incredible incredible work trying to save Venice, trying to create what is called the Delta Plan, which is the building of two islands, and then they can basically stop the water and regulate the water to get in and out of Venice with, how do you call it, una diga. They can close and open the water. And okay. So they're doing a great job. They're doing a great job. And I can tell you that the Venetians very much appreciated the help of the Americans for this as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we benefit a lot from it. You know, we don't have marvels like that here in the States. So your tours, we can find your tours on viavalenti.com. And how long are they and what do they include?
I do it every year, and it's 10 dates. And this year we do Venice and the Lake of Garda, which is basically only an hour outside Venice. And it includes, they can go and see all the information. It's very well organized. I do it together with a travel agency that has a lot of experience. I tell them exactly what I want to bring my group of fans to. And this year is 4 days at the Lake of Garda in a very nice hotel with a view on the lake. And then we spent, I think, 4 or 5 nights in Venice, one of my favorite hotels. And I take them to see, really, they see the Venice that all the tourists see, but I take them further Vienna to my favorite restaurant. I have many friends, as you can imagine, being growing up here. And they can taste the real Venetian food, not the one that most of the tourists have to pay for. So it's very affordable. So I think in the price, when they go to the viavalenti.com, it includes always for every day breakfast and at least one meal, so lunch or dinner.
Wow, that's great.
And they always have. Yeah, it's great. And
wonderful.
And they get 2 little concerts. This year we do one in Verona and one in Venice. So
now, are they concerts that you're performing?
Yes, I do perform. Yeah, accompanied by 2 musicians. A little performance only for them. So it's a lot of stories and this year we do it in one. It's going to be spectacular. We do it also next year, but we do it in one of the canals in Cannaregio at the restaurant with a dear friend of mine. And it's funny because you know that I always sing the song "You Don't Have to Say You Love Me," which is originally an Italian song called "Io Che Non Vivo Senza Te." And the writer is Pino Donaggio, is a dear friend of mine. He's very famous here in Italy. And he lives across the street of the canal. So I already was talking to him to have him join us, which would be spectacular. And he wrote the song there, the song that then became famous all over the world. But he wrote it there for his wife, Rita, maybe 50 years ago. So there's going to be a lot of little surprises and special things. They're going to get to know
that
things
beautiful.
That if you go as a tourist, you would never know.
That is so beautiful. So we get to meet you, we see you perform, and we eat your favorite food.
Yeah. And the food
wonderful.
In Venice is great.
And that sounds like a very boutique tour, and I love it. And so we will definitely be promoting that with this interview on our blog. And congratulations, a great, great, great idea, and a beautiful way to see Italy. I mean, what better way?
Oh, yeah,
way?
And there's going to be also cooking class and wine tasting.
Oh, my gosh. What?
So, they go home even more Italian if they are Italian.
This is fantastic. Well, let's segue into your favorite cuisine. I know that you're a very passionate person and that you have a passion for food. What is your favorite cuisine?
Oh, yeah. I'm very eclectic. I mean, everybody presumes because I'm Italian that I do love only Italian food. It's not true. I love any kind of authentic food. I love food. You know, my grandmother used to say that the best food is the one that only requires 4 ingredients to be made. And that doesn't include salt, pepper, oil, or vinegar, or whatever. So there are so many, and that said, I mean, even sushi requires less than 4 ingredients. So I love any kind of food that is authentic and you can make it easily at home. So I don't really like complicated kind of recipe things. But I love any kind of food. Of course, I love Italian. I spent my whole life in Italy, and Italian food is the one I can cook myself the best. But, I mean, that said, when I travel around the world with my music, I love to try authentic food, and I've learned to make some of them. As I mentioned, I love taco and I love sushi, so I'm pretty much able to make it myself because I like to You're Italian yourself. I like to know what is inside my food. So I really read how to make specific things, and I try to make them. Of course, you know, one of the things I make the most is Italian food on television, normally when I'm around the United States promoting my concerts. So I cook Italian, but I love and I go around eating all kind of authentic food. I try everything. I was to Mexico City 2 years ago with Maestro Armando Manzanero. He's one of the most famous Mexican composer. He wrote the song It's Impossible, which is originally it's a Mexican song called Somos Novios. And I went to a Mexico restaurant with Maestro Manzanero, and he feed me fried worm. Not bad. We're like French fries.
That's wonderful.
That was as much as a stretch I did, but I mean, he's an iconic maestro, and I was honored that he was feeding me like I was his own daughter. And when I saw the worm arriving, I was like, really? And he said, you're going to love them.
And you did.
I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can you say no?
That's so great. And that's, you're a woman of the world. So of course, you're going to love all kinds of food, and as we should.
Yes.
How have you used your music and performing to promote the Italian culture in the States specifically?
Oh, well, I do it in everything. I mean, you are Italian American yourself. Me, I was born and raised in Italy. Italian, being Italian is in my blood, in my DNA. So in my concerts, what I do basically, I sing all songs that have something to do with my life and something to do with Italy. You have attended some of my concerts. I sing Italian songs, but I sing also a lot of songs that many people assume or presume that they are American songs. I sing, for instance, the song At Last, if you've been to my concert, and I'm always saying it's being written by a Neapolitan guy that changed his name into Harry Warren, and with that name he wrote At Last, but he wrote The More I See You, I Only Have Eyes For You. So anything, almost every song I sing in my concert has been written or has something to do with being Italian. You know that the song that made me a singer is La Vie en Rose, the most famous and iconic song, French song of Edith Piaf. And I'm always surprised my audience, and I don't know why, I always love the song, Made Me a Singer. That song has a kind of Italy in their song themselves too, because the song was written by Edith Piaf, which was originally half Italian because the mother was from Turin, Italy. And the song was written between Edith Piaf and an Italian that was living in Paris, but a Neapolitan guy living in Paris that was born in Mexico, Louis Guglielmi. So I'm always saying, I'm so sorry for the French people, but even La Vie en Rose is Italian. So I'm always, which is true. I mean, it pissed off a little bit my French fans, because it's like saying that O Sole Mio, O Volare is German. We will be like, oh, no way. But it's true. There is a touch of Italy. Italian, unfortunately for the rest of the world, we Italian, we are very creative. And half of Hollywood, half of the music of all this world, to this day, is Lady Gaga, she is Italian. Madonna was Italian.
Yes.
There are so many artists that I don't know why. I don't know if it's a coincidence or if it's just like something specific that we have, but I'm sorry for, my husband is Dutch, and I'm always saying to him, I'm so sorry for you, but I mean,
but not really, because he's your producer and manager, so it benefits him.
It's true. But so I'm very proud. I promote being Italian, and I always start the concert. How many Italians are here? Normally, you know, the Italians start to do woo, and then I'm always saying, how many of you are not Italian? There's always quite a bit of the audience that are like woo, and then I said, how many of you not Italian would love to be one? And of course, they all go woo, so, because. I think everybody wants to be Italian, really.
I think it's an infectious culture. You know, where I mean,
it
just
is.
Listening to you,
it
the
is.
Way you're sharing your story, it's almost like a fairy tale. Like, does this really happen to normal people? Yes, it does. This is how the Italians are. And being Italian American, I've always fantasized about Italians. Even being an Italian in D.C., I fantasized about New York Italians. Because my extended family was from New York. So even going to New York, it was different than whatever Italians were here, which were not very many, than here. Yeah. They were very demonstrative, and they were so good-looking and dressed well. You know? And then when I went to Italy, it was like, oh, this is where they get it from. And I just, it's just a dream. So no wonder. I mean, we know why.
We know why
everyone wants to be Italian.
I guess so. I mean, I guess every place, there are so many, I've seen that myself. Every place, many places in the world are spectacularly beautiful. But
yes.
Consider how small is Italy comparing to the rest of the world. And I think there is no one person in the whole world that doesn't know where Italy is, that does not love Italian food, that they don't know, they don't have in the bucket list to come to Italy, which is
yes.
kind of spectacular, if you think, because it's a small country. Look at, take yes. a map of the world and look where Italy is. A lot, we have also, we are lucky that the shape of Italy is kind of crazy.
Yes.
Everybody can
it
recognize
is.
Italy. It's the boot. So, yeah,
oh
I don't know. I
yeah.
always count my blessings, and I think being
yes.
Italian, I consider one of them.
Yes, that's great. Well, we're so excited that you have graced the world with your talent. And now your stories and your trips now. So there's just so much that you're giving back to us because of your love of Italy, because you were born in Italy, and for all your beautiful talent. Where can we hear and see Giada Valenti these days? What are your plans for the future?
Well, I have a lot of things on my plate. I mean, I'm taking now a little break and a vacation in Italy with my parents, but I'm actually working. There are a few things I'm working on. Of course, 3 years ago, I filmed my show as a PBS special that was called From Venice with Love. We are working on the new one that we hope to film this summer and to have it on PBS all around the network for PBS this December. Something that is like another dream coming true happened a couple of days ago. I was I'm being asked to actually sing with Andrea Bocelli in June in America.
Okay.
For
oh
his own
gosh.
Foundation, the Andrea Bocelli Foundation, which is going to be like a dream. I mean, I always loved Andrea, not only his voice, but the fact that he's so just like me. He always keeps this honesty to be in Italian. He's proud of being Italian. He keeps singing this melody that nobody else here in Italy sings anymore. I don't know if you're familiar with the Italian music, but it's not the music that the rest of the world love. You know the song, we have a song here, I Want to Be an American, that's what the Italian want to be. They don't appreciate the fact that being Italian is as special as we have been talking about. And Andrea is one of the few that really goes around the world still with this honesty and love for being Italian and the melody of the Italian music. So to perform with him in June is going to be like a dream coming true, because I've met him several times, but I really never really shared a stage with him on a duet and on something like that. And we are talking on doing more things together. So this is for sure it's going to be an highlight for a couple of months for me, because we're working on several things together. So the PBS special, my things with Andrea, I'm recording new songs, and I'm always trying to bring new music to my fans. I'm always saying that my fans, a lot of them are Italian, but not all of them, which is very special, because it proves that, like we said before, almost everybody loves Italian music and us Italian, because we are passionate people. If we love something, we really go 200% for it. We make a lot of noise that everybody
yes.
needs to know we are going that direction. And I think
yes.
it's something that that it's very, very beautiful of our culture, that we are passionate. There is passion in everything we do, from the food, from the music, from the work. When we work, we really do it with a whole heart and soul. And I think it's something that I count my blessings every day. And I think being Italian is one of them, not only because I'm Italian, but because of the values that I have. My parents, and the fact that I'm Italian, I have love and passion for my family, for my friends, and that's my life. I'm always say I'm blessed that I can perform and sing, but I really appreciate and I'm grateful for what I had, for what my family told me. I mean, I sometimes when people meet me after the concert, they say it's incredible how much love you have and how much time you spend for all of us, the fans. And I'm always close my concert with something that shaped me as a person and an artist. It was something that my grandmother told me. So when I was a little girl, I get a little bit emotional. My grandmother, she was a singer, and she said, if one day I would be blessed and lucky to be a singer and do what I love so much on a stage, she always told me, don't you ever forget to be grateful for all those people that are there for you, buying your CD, coming to your concert, pledging for PBS or whatever. She didn't know about it. But anyway, and I'm really, truly blessed. I mean, I really spend a lot of time with them, and I give them so much attention, because my grandmother used to say, if it wasn't for those people, you would be singing in the shower. How true is that? So that's why I don't like arrogance. And there is sometimes arrogance. A lot of artists, because they are famous and they are able to do something that other people cannot do, they think they are special. And I'm always saying, no, you're not special because of that. You are special because you are people that love what you do. And they make you special, because if they would not come to your concert, or love you or cheer for you, you can be the greatest artist in the world if you don't have people that love and appreciate and spend time and money come and see you and show you the love. You will be just like another person singing in the shower, very beautifully maybe. but these are things that have to do with our culture.
Yeah,
our culture goes much deeper than many others, I think. I don't know.
Well, you are very blessed. And that was, now, did you call your grandma Nonna?
Nonna, sì, my Nonna Maria. Tutte due le mie nonne, both my nonna were called Maria. So one of my name is Maria. So I had my Nonna Maria from Venezia, and then I had my Nonna Maria from Priverno, which is a city on the south of Rome. So I was blessed with both of them, my Nonna Maria, Nonna Maria del Nord and Nonna Maria del Sud.
Which is another blessing.
I've been able to see the difference of the north and the south and the different culture, but very similar, some little difference. And it made me very interesting to understand and know more about other people. We're all different, but we all have certain things here in Italy. You know that there is always a discussion. Some of my friends in New York, they say, I'm not Italian, I'm Sicilian. I'm always like, you are Italian from Sicily. That's what you are.
I know. And I was so sad when I went to Sicily. It's so beautiful. I say it's the best kept secret.
Oh,
but they said to us, I'm Sicilian, not Italian. And my heart sunk. But I do understand it all the time.
And, you know, Sicilians are funny. They think it's funny. But me, I'm always like, no, you are an Italian from Sicily. Like, I'm an Italian from Venice. Yeah, sometimes they say, oh, you're from Venice, you're not even Italian. I'm like, what are you talking about? People die to united Italy. We are Italy, north, south. But it's just a joke, of course. And you know what it is, Alisa, what I loved about having been able to spend so much time outside Italy? It made me love more my country, and to understand how more united and in love we are with our roots when we are far away from it. You know, the one sometimes they say you have to take a trip and go far away and look at something from a distance to appreciate the beauty. Me, I love and appreciate being Italian and our culture even more, because I came to the United States and I have met really people, truly people that, after thanks to my music, that have never been to Italy, they do not speak Italian, and they come to me and they say, I am Italian, which is spectacular, because really they are so proud. Me, I always say I'm honest. I never felt proud of being Italian, because in Italy we're all Italian. Then when I came to the United States and I met these people that they were saying to me, organization like the Order of Sons of Italy or the NAIA, all of you, even you, and you say I am Italian, you are Italian. You don't say I'm Italian American. Most of the time you say, yeah, I'm Italian, which is
true.
Beautiful, and it made me proud of being Italian, because I met all these people that have never been to Italy. They don't speak Italian, and they are Italian. So I'm like, hey, what are we talking about? So I'm always grateful to my time in the United States and all the amazing people I've met of Italian heritage that really made me even more Italian and more proud of being one. So.
Well, we're so happy too. Oh, well, you are so beautiful. You are so blessed. And what a great story to have such influence from your nonna and influence from the world, from Italian Americans, everything. I can't wait to hear more about all your great projects, the PBS special, your new recordings, the trips, and your concert with Andrea Bocelli. Where will that be? Can you say? Or
it will. Yeah, it's gonna be on Lake Tahoe, if I can say. Well, it's for the Andrea Bocelli Foundation. It's gonna be like the first one, the one we are working on now. It's a private event that they are doing, that Andrea and Veronica, his wife, are doing in Lake Tahoe, on the west side of America. I don't even know where that is, but I think
in California,
it's 7 hours
maybe, or
north. No, it's 7 hours north of Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas, and I've seen on the
okay.
map that. But it's at a private event for the Andrea Bocelli
yes.
Foundation. But we are talking about, it's going to be the first time for us working together, and we've been talking to see where this collaboration will take us from. But and I'm very proud that it's with Andrea, which I told you I love him as an artist, and that it's for his foundation. They are doing an amazing job for people that are in need around the world, and to be able to work on that and being asked to work and help them, it's quite flattering for me. I never get flatterers of, I mean, I'm grateful, and normally I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great. But when JJ told me, hey, Veronica wrote you and asked you, I was like, okay, this is kind of special.
Well, Jada, you are so real, and
you
really are teaching a lot of us just how to be. So you're very humble and grateful, and so that's no wonder why you have such blessings all around you. So thank you so much for sharing your time with me from Venice. That's so exciting. It's so wonderful to chat with you, and good luck on everything, and I can't wait to see you perform again one day. Thank you for
sharing
your love of all things Italian and for sharing your art with the world.
Thank
Ciao,
you. It's my pleasure.
Dada.
If they want to know more, they can. Oh, I forgot to say something very important. I'm going back in October at Carnegie Hall, which is very special. I did it last year for the first time. I brought my concert at Carnegie Hall, and it's very special also this year because it's in October, and it's Italian Heritage Month. So for all the people that are in the New York area, please come to, I think it's October 11th. I'm going to be at Carnegie Hall with an Italian-American night, so I hope they can make it there. But they can go on JadaValenti.com, and they will hear and see everything and everywhere I am.
Oh, fabulous! Oh, thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Alisa. Ciao, buona giornata.
Ciao.